the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum, you're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Today Tuesday, 24th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Meh, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Isra, verse 82.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا.
And we send down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy for the believers, but it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse takes up the issue of the extraordinary role of the Quran and its constructive impact. The blissful Quran is a curing prescription for setting all in order and the betterment of the individuals and the society from all kinds of ethical and social diseases. The admonition of the Quran treats well the callousness. The history of the Quran makes one disillusioned. Its beauty of harmony and its eloquence attracts the feeling soul. Its ordinances and commands uproot superstitious beliefs, and its recitation and contemplation in it cure negligence. Rescue to it cures bodily diseases, and its guidelines illuminated all kind of darkness.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق
This is today's special and living by the Quran. Reflecting on Allah's verses is, in fact, a type of worship that brings one closer to Him. The Quran is more than a book. It's an eternal guidance to life, death, and the hereafter. The order for his people to pursue knowledge was revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny by Allah through the spirit of Iqra, that means read. The prophetic word of humanity was built on this foundation. This propagation of knowledge for the benefit of all humanity had educated humanity from the dark ages' ignorance.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life from Arab English Radio. In another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the prayer and worship and the importance of the prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, guard the prayer and the middle prayer and stand up truly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, as the family and relationships, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focuses on marriage and family and says in Surah Ar-Rum, and among his signs is this, that he created for you mates from among yourselves, that you may dwell in tranquility with them, and he has put love and mercy between your hearts. Verily, in that are signs for those who reflect. As for social justice and compassion that we talked about earlier, and the necessity of focusing on charity and almsgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Insan, and they give food in spite of love for it to the needy, the orphan, and the captive, saying, we feed you only for the countenance of Allah. We wish not from you reward or gratitude. special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now life in this world is a mere play compared to the hereafter. Yes, God says in the Quran, the life of this world is nothing but diversion and play. But the abode of the hereafter is indeed life itself, had they known. Allah does not want to say that life in this world is not important, yet it is important. However, one must compare this life to the life in the hereafter and base his life in this world on the life in the hereafter. If one only cares about his life in this world and neglects the hereafter, he has made a great loss. How can a person guarantee his life in the hereafter so that this life is not diversion and play? He can do that by practicing God's wariness and living a life of obedience and total submission to Allah. In that case, he has lived his life for the hereafter, not the world and its paltry gain.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا
One way to use the Holy Quran to improve our life is this effect of the Holy Quran. Quran brings calmness to heart. Yes, remembrance includes reciting the Quran or zikr. When you do zikr, you will achieve inner serenity and tranquility, as stated in the Quran in chapter 13, verse 28, those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, hears all assured.
Among the prophets and messengers in the Quran, there is no direct reference to them being themselves light. Although we know they all had light, we know believers have light. But there is no direct reference except for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is in famous verses of Surah Al-Ahzab. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhiran wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. So Rasulullah, as I said, it doesn't mean the rest were not light, but maybe the light was less. There is no emphasis on that. But Rasulullah has so much light that Allah says, we have sent you as siraj munir, as illuminating lantern, light. So Quran is sent to someone who has light. So this is then light over light. This is nur on ala nur. Now you can understand why Rasulullah was so much attached to the Quran. Rasulullah had greatest love for the Quran. No one loved the Quran. No one appreciated the Quran like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. To the extent that Allah says to the Prophet, ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. Because Rasulullah was so much, you know, attached to the Quran and reading Quran, reciting the Quran and standing on his toes and feeling very sad why people don't appreciate the Quran. He was putting lots of pressure on himself and feeling himself responsible for anyone who didn't believe in the Quran. He was feeling very sad, feeling terrible from inside. So Allah says, we didn't send down the Quran to you so that you have difficulty and, you know, you suffer. You know that how Rasulullah used to divide the night into different portions and recite the Quran in the night, during the day. Every time possible, he was reciting the Quran. And also, interestingly, he loved to listen to the Quran. It is narrated that Rasulullah said to Ibn Mas'ud, read the Quran. He said, Quran has been sent down to you. Should I read for you? Rasulullah said, I love to listen also to the Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an Nurun wa Bayan. Al-Qur'an Hadiyul Iman. Al-Qur'an Miskul Khitan.
Food for thought.
Hello, everyone. Here is a brief but bright statement on the realities of life expressed by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O people, you should know that everyone who walks on the surface of the earth will eventually go beneath it.
Take pieces of bread from me
and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the role that an intention plays in the hereafter. As you know, there's a famous hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is the following hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Verily, actions are proportionate to intentions, which basically means that the value of every action, you know, the value, the spiritual value, the value in the eyes of God, the value of every action is proportionate and in accordance to the intention with which it is performed. This hadith that we're going to recite today, it elaborates on this even more. And it specifically tells us the role that the intention that we perform an action with, it plays in the hereafter, in the akhirat. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The people of hell will dwell eternally in hell because their intentions in the world were such that if they were to remain there forever, they would disobey Allah forever. And the people of heaven will dwell eternally in heaven because their intentions in the world were such that if they were to remain there forever, they would obey Allah." In other words, forever. Right, so here, this hadith is good because not only does it elaborate on, you know, the role that intentions play in the hereafter, it also coincidentally and parenthetically, it answers an objection, you know, that a lot of people raise as a theological question, which is why is it that, you know, we perform certain actions from a certain period of time, from our birth or from the time we become religiously responsible until we die? Why is it, and this is, for example, a certain period of time, 100 years, let's say 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever, why is it that we get punished eternally? Or why is it that we are rewarded eternally? Shouldn't our punishment or our rewards be proportionate to the time period in which we perform the actions? So here the Imam, he elucidates on this and says that because the intentions of these people were such that if they were to be brought back into the world and allowed to remain in the world forever, they would continue to do what they were doing before, right? And because the rewards and punishments of people are proportionate to their intentions, they are given, consequently given a eternal reward or internal punishment. In continuation, the Imam said, therefore, it is according to the intentions, their intentions, that these people and those people will have everlasting abodes. Finally, the Imam, he recited Allah's verse in the Holy Quran. Say, everyone acts according to his character. قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ Right, so here, the Imam, he interprets this word شَاكِلَتِهِ, the character, to be a reference to intention, right? So the action of the person, it's in proportion to the intention of the person. And the reward is in proportion to the action, the reward and the punishment. So the reward and the punishment are in proportion to the action. That's why the reward or punishment are eternal. And he said, and this means with his intention. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the role of intention in the hereafter in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir and brother Hussein Akbari. So I'm really glad that I have you with me here in this session. Assalamu alaikum, Ali Nasir. How are you?
Alaykum assalam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Good. How are you, Hussein?
Fine.
Okay,
thank
good
you.
Job. Good job. So everyone is fine here, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Hope you are fine and all right. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 72 of Surah
Al-Ma'idah
on page 120. Okay. Let's get started by listening to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laqad kafara alladhina qalu inna Allaha huwal Masih ibn Maryam wa qala al Masih ya bani Israil a'budu Allaha rabbi wa rabbakum. إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار.
That was a nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. So Hussein and Ali Nasir, and also brothers and sisters who are listening to IRB English Radio right now. Today, we'll talk about this ayah, a short explanation, then inshallah, we'll practice the recitation and the tajweed rules. So, let's get started. Let's see how Allah Almighty
it talks about people who believe in Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Okay? The people who believe in Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Let's see how they believe. How do they believe? Okay? What is their belief and what are their thoughts about Prophet Isa alayhi salam in this ayah? So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا Allah Almighty says, they are certainly faithless, the ones who say, those who say, what? إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ Allah is the Messiah, son of Mary. Let's continue. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ Prophet Isa alayhi salam himself tells them, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلُ O children of Israel, stop worshipping me. U'budu Allah Rabbi wa Rabbakum. Worship Allah, who is your Lord and my Lord.
Yes.
وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ And the wrongdoers will not have any helpers.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
وبختم كتابك أرقى
Ali Nasser and Hussein, if you're ready to go for the Tajweed rules and practice them and review some of the important ones and do the recitation, let's recite as salawats, everyone.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Okay. Let's see. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اعْبُدُوا يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ Hussein, فَقَدْ sorry, لَقَدْ How do you read it?
لَقَدْ
لَقَدْ Dal bounces the sound, yes? You have an echoing sound with that. لَقَدْ Not لَقَدْ لَقَدْ Jumps a little. لَقَدْ لَقَدْ Okay? That's why it's saakin, and so five letters are there that whenever you have them, whenever they appear saakin, you have to apply the rule. Qalqala. Qut bijad letters. Qaf. Hussein.
Ta.
Ta. Qut bijad. Ba.
Ba.
Jim. And.
Dal.
Dal. So these five letters, whenever they appear saakin, if you want to read them because you make a pause at them, so they produce an echoing sound. لَقَدْ قَاف doesn't have a sukun on the top, that's why you don't bounce the sound. But dal has a sukun, so you bounce the sound. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ Hussein, read it.
لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ
MashaAllah. قَالُوا Here, the mad. قَالُوا That's not wajib. It's the same as the previous session that we mentioned. That if the hamza and the mad letter, if both appear in the same word, in one word, you have to extend the sound. Yes, Ali Nasir?
Yes.
What if they appear in different words?
So it is optional.
It's optional. It's jaiz munfasil. That's why you're allowed to skip them or skip the mat or
extend
the mat. So here you are allowed to extend the mat or skip it because qalu has got the waw letter, the waw mat, okay? And in the next word, inna starts with hamza. Hamza is in the word inna. Qalu, mad letter is in this word. So they are in two different words. We have three mad letters. Alif mad, waw mad, and ya mad. If one of these three mad letters, okay, appear in the same word, the word which start like which has hamza right after it, if they are directly followed by a hamza, and they are in the same word, you must extend the sound for four counts, five to six counts. But if they don't appear in the same word, you're allowed to extend the mat or skip it. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ So look. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ I skipped it the first time I extended it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ How do you say Ali Nasir? Heavily, yes? Read it.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ
And by the way, you extend the sound of إِنَّ Hussein, read it.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ
أَحْسَنْتُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ You produce a nasal sound also. Yeah. هُنَّ sound. Okay, هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بُنُ مَرْيَمْ هُبْنُ مَرْيَمْ Also, ba has an echoing sound. وقال المسيح يا بني إسراء يا بني The mad is not wajib. You're allowed to skip it. But إسرائيل You have to extend the sound.
Yes.
إسرائيل اعبد الله ربي وربكم إنه من يشرك How do you read it, Hussein?
إنه من يشرك
أحسن من يشرك Good job. بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار أنصار Here, what rule is applied? إدغام, إخفاء, إقلاب, إظهار Which one?
إخفاء
إخفاء, you hide the sound, good job أنصار را with heavy letter Ready to repeat after me? Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, please listen and repeat. Let's see if you've learned how to read and recite this ayah with tajweed rules. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم
لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم
أحسنت وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم
وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم
أحسنتم إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار
إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار
وما للظالمين من أنصار
وما للظالمين من أنصار
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, Hassan, Hussein and Ali Nasser. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Stay with IRB English Radio, inshallah. In the coming sessions, we'll be again here with you. Thanks to IRB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. So, that's all. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum. ورحمة الله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we concluded that based on the discussions we have had so far upon the concept of closeness and nearness to the Almighty Allah through supplication, we can understand that there are different effects for supplication. The first is that it fills out the gaps, the existential gaps in the human nature. The second point is that it gives human beings grandeur and glory with which they can confront the problems and challenges more easily. And the third effect of supplication is that it actually is in itself belief in the Almighty Allah. And this belief accompanies numerous hidden benefits. But how does it do that? How does engagement in supplication entail belief in God? It is as simple as this, that because human beings are full of needs and they have to try and do their best to satisfy those needs, so they always look for assistance. And if they believe in the Almighty Allah as the assistance, if they turn themselves to Him, if they know Him as the one who can help them, this means engaging in worship. This means engaging in supplication. Now, we were having a look at the different verses of the Holy Quran that recommend the remembrance of God. Now, in this episode, we will have a look at this verse. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Oh, those who believe, let not your wealth or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ And whoever does that, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ These are the losers. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ This verse of the Holy Quran starts actually with this, O you who believe. This means those who are actually believing in the Almighty Allah must set this as their path, the path of supplication. They must know and they must choose to stand in the path of supplication. But they have to notice one important point. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Your wealth, your children, they are actually things that can divert you from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. This means that, of course, we should pay attention to these beauties, these superficial beauties of the world, but we must look at them and consider them as the other intermediaries, as the other things that we can reach the Almighty Allah with. This is the point. And this verse of the Holy Quran introduces the great and real loss as being diverted from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. This actually means that if you forget the Almighty Allah, you are the actual, you are the definitive, you are the true meaning, you are the embodiment of loss. This is the point. This means not only you will lose all you have had, but also you will not gain anything as well. This is real loss. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ This means that neglecting the Almighty Allah, not remembering Him, is so dangerous that it will even distract the believers. Oh, you who believe, that's the point. But remembrance of the Almighty Allah is what the problem is dealt with in this case.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. آب کم جو تشنگی آور به دست. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. تا بجوشد آب از بالا و پست. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God and the merciful God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, as you were with us, we discussed this verse in this episode. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. O you who believe, let not your wealth, your children, divert you from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. And this remembrance of the Almighty Allah could include, it could encompass everything. But what is the highest form of supplication? What is that highest form of remembrance of the Almighty Allah? Of course, it is Salat. It is this that is having the highest form, the best form, the embodiment of remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and that's when faith begins.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we'll explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Our experts' insights, rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, we have been talking about how to instill faith in your children from a couple of episodes. And Brother Miqdad told us that he would guide us through 7 easy steps. And we talked about there should be a good family life. There should be parents instilling habits with patience and lenience and manners. Then the third point that we talked about was creating the sense of belonging in their children through creating a strong Muslim identity. And then we talked about the mosque centrality, how mosque could play a central role in their lives. And then we talked about growing in knowledge. That was the fifth point, where Brother McDowell said you should create a thirst of knowledge in your children and then equip them with the right knowledge so that they have answer for all the doubts, create an understanding, and parents should understand that their children are living in a world where they can face with the individuals who are from different faith or individuals who doubt a lot or question a lot. So for that reason, children should be equipped with enough knowledge, and they should understand the purpose of life. They should understand why they follow a particular sect or a particular religion, and they should have a proper understanding about all these facts. Now, these were the five points Brother McDowell guided us through. What are the other points to instill faith in our children?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The sixth point that I'd like to mention in relation to how to plant the seed of faith in our children is what we call active with a sense of achievement. What I mean by this is that one of the things that we need to realize is an idle mind is the source of a lot of bad things. An idle mind, a mind that is not active, a mind that has a lot of free time, will naturally be inclined towards moral vices. We'll be naturally inclined towards doing things that are wrong, doing things that are not befitting the human perfection. And so a very important point over here is to always make sure that we keep our children busy. We keep our children active in different activities.
Right.
And the more we do this, the more we involve our children in different activities, we're avoiding the situation where they are in a state where they've got nothing to do, where they feel bored, or they don't feel that they have anything to do, right? On the contrary, you find that these children who are active, they're always busy doing some things. Obviously, in a balanced way, certain things are physical, certain things are mental, certain things are social. A different balance of different activities, but the whole day they are active doing certain things. They're not idle, wanting to spend their time on the phone, just going through social media or watching TV, just snapping this video from that video, or just roaming around the house not doing anything. The more we keep our children busy, the more we really helping them to then have a sense of achievement, which I'll talk about, and really pave the way for a strong faith.
Yes, that was really very important, and it really needs efforts for parents to, you know, instill those things into the child, to keep them busy with better things, to keep their mind occupied, to keep them occupied physically. Well, we'll talk more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.